kilometers about 11 miles long, and it's 5 miles wide. I think when we came here, there was only 50 years ago, there was less than 700 families in the parish. And I would try to calculate now that there's maybe 1,500 families.
Wow.
I would say that is close enough, mm-hmm. like very, very close to that, if not more. I mean, we have a good few houses built and still building, and they are going to improve more. Kilcommon is expanding mm-hmm. very much. We're so close to Killarney, right?
Would there be a lot of schools here for children?
Yeah, we have three schools in the parish.
Mm. Three?
We have three schools. Oh. We have one school in Coolig, then you just a throne, just as you came over the hill, right there, a small bit away from you, Coolig School. We have a Kilcommon School, Kilcommon National School below here in the village. And we have Hanablaha School.
You said there's two shops here at the moment, but you said there was many shops one time.
We had a number of shops in the parish one time. We had about 10 small shops in the parish one time. Now we're down to two shops. I mean, they were small shops. Do you want me to give them the names?
Yeah, go on.
Well, we had a Healy shop that was up in Coolig.
Doonan.
There was a Connor shop. Just as I look over the hill there for that red horses there, do you see? There were O'Connor shops there. They had a store there as well. There was Tishiri's shop down here in the village. Mm-hmm. And you had the post office there. So the post office is still there, like.
Yeah.
It's a rival shop, like, because, you know, it's the post office there and they have groceries, isn't it? Like, and mm-hmm. just, they're very good at the post office. We have, there was a shop over the road here, it was called King's. Out in the heart of the country. They're gone to it. The outdoors people have deceased now, like, and the mm-hmm. property was sold. You had another shop over at Hanablaha, McCarthy's. Mm-hmm. That shop has stores too. There was also a petrol pump station there as well. Like. Mm-hmm. That's gone as well. Those people have deceased, mm-hmm. I think, as well. And you have just over the road as well here, there was another shop there too. You had Pat Downey's shop. There was a shop there belonged to Downey's. Those people have deceased as well. Like. And we had a Paddy O'Keefe shop in Gatabon. That's still there. That's a fairly big shop there now. Like. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of stuff for buildings and all there. Like. And there was a shop at Millene over here at Millene as well. There was to sell the stuff for animals, I think. Like, mm-hmm. there.
Is that gone?
Yeah.
That shop is gone now, is it?
All those are gone now. Petty Keefe's now. The only one that's left over there now is O'Keefe's. Like, yeah. That'll be hard restaurant. They've groceries as well. Like. They've groceries as well. And we're left for post office and Kilcommon. Like,
mm-hmm. That's very sad, you know, many shops. Sad,
like, yeah, they were all small shops. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Pat, you said you knew a bit of history as well regarding Kilcommon.
Our parish at one time, they had a... They got land from Lord Kenmare. Reardon was an agent for Lord Kenmare.
Oh, really?
And he left a big farm of land to the parish of Kilcommon. That's gone back a long, long time ago. And he left around 76 pints something acres of a farm to the parish. But the priest at that particular time had the use of the parish because their income was very, 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 very low. And they were squatted at the creamery. They had cows. The priest, they had cows there as well. There were two seven boys walking there? Mm-hmm. And they were squatted at the creamery. The horse and cattle go to the creamery. The milk was taken to the creamery. And the income was small, very, very small. So over the years then, that was kind of sold off. Like, a lot of it was sold, the most of it was sold, which it probably shouldn't be. And there's very little left now. But what came out of that was the G have ground out of it. One of the schools is built out of it. That was sold to other people then, like, no neighbours around, like, they got maybe pieces out of it like that at that particular time. But that was, all that land was owned by Lord Kenmare. Mm-hmm. And Reardon was an agent, I think he came from Kenmare, and he had the distributing of the land. So that's the story about that, like, yeah.
Did you spend a lot of evenings in the bog many years ago?
Yeah, we do. We still go to the bog, like, yeah. We still go to the bog. But I'll tell you the history of that now. Up there, all those roads up there, there were a lot of bits of roads up there, and they were all made manpower. mm-hmm. with horse and cars and donkey and cars, and they were made back in the 60s, maybe the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And that turf was cut out of that road and put up on the bank and saved. And that turf, some of it went down to Carsaway and keep the ESB someplace, the ESB going Carsaway. More of it went up to Cork by ladders as well, to some other ESB someplace up in Cork as well. They were all cut by, sent up there by ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, when the people were working in the bog at that time, it was fierce tough because they had to shovel all the stuff into the donkey car or the pony car, into the pony car at that time,
mm-hmm.
draw it maybe for half a mile, maybe a mile away, and bring it onto the road. They'd make the roads in, they'd put white hardened trees under it, or fir bushes under it. That was a foundation, like, to mm-hmm. stop it from going down, and then throw the stuff up on top of it and make it like that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, the men that worked there, I don't think you would have heard of this. The men that worked there, they're starting in the morning, maybe they could start in the morning at 8 o'clock and they might finish at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But they were assisting it as a quarter day work. You could come home maybe at 10 o'clock, but you wouldn't be paid. There was a half day, you'd probably come at 1 o'clock. And there was a three quarter day at 4 o'clock in the evening.
Oh,
and then you're your full day at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be paid like you were. There was just, there was a quarter day, half day, and three quarter day, and the full day, and that like that.
Yeah.
But it was very tough work because they were all made.
It was all manual. Manual.
All those roads were man made. So that was their foundation, like the black tarn, and forge bushes underneath to keep it up like that.
Mm-hmm. And labour.
So that's the quarry, there was quarries up there, like.
Yeah.
There was no lorries, no tractors, no nothing. Everybody man-made power. So it was very tough going, and they had to work in all the rain and everything. Like.
Yeah.
Oh. In all the rain. Like,
all conditions.
Out. Yeah. There was no shelter.
Yeah.
And I said there was probably carry their tea inside the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You carry the tea inside the bottle, and you would put the bottle into a sock. A sock.
Was that the way of keeping it warm?
Yeah, that's the way
to keep the tea warm.
To keep the tea warm, like, yeah. It might be water at lunchtime, but that's the way it was, like, yeah.
Oh, the novelty of having the cup of tea, I suppose.
I don't know if that put down a fire. I don't think there was put down a fire to boil an egg in it, and I don't think so.
That time,
really, but when people used to go to the bog, if they were going cutting the turf.
Their own turf.
They'd put down a fire in the bone of the bog, and they'd boil the kettle above in the bog, and they'd boil the eggs above on the bog. They'd have their own open fire. People used to say, like, about smoke getting into the kettle, but you know how they would put into the kettle? They'd break maybe a couple of matches, break the sulphur out of them, and throw them into the kettle, like, that would help the smoke, stop the smoke kind of going into the water, like.
You know, the better or worse?
Yes.
So, like,
that's madness.
It was tough, alright, like, yeah. Ground of fire, boil your kettle down and more.
As I said, we don't realise how lucky we are to be able to just flick on the switch of a kettle and go.
Oh, yeah. Now to the big change, now to turn on the switch and then, like,
yeah.
To just turn on. Oh, mm-hmm. I have a sharp one. This is going to tell you a bit of story about the horse when he was made redundant and the tractor came in, more or less. The road is wide and the stars are out and the breath of the night is sweet. And this is the time for one that us shall seize upon my feet. But I am glad to turn from the open doors with a starlet on my face, and to leave the world of out of doors for a human dwelling place. Who stepped in your barn last night and left at break of day, he will wander only until he finds another place to stay. Shin shin. That tells the story about the horse who had made redundant. He was being sent in the field, and the tractor going by outside in the road, and the horse felt very, very sad inside. That's how it was now.
Very good.
Two little orphans, a boy and a girl, sat by an old church door. The boy's coat was faded and tossed as she said, and the tears shone on each little eye. But why don't you go home to your mamma, she said, for this was the maiden's sweet plight. Ah, she said, sure, mamma got lost out in sea long ago, left you and I all alone. But we came here today to the close of a day, for we have no mamma, no home.
That's
sad. Too sad, but no, that's like that.
And you learnt that in school, is it?
Pardon?
You learned that one in school?
That was in the school, yeah. Okay. But they had a song in that as well, like, yeah.
Oh,
they had a song in that as well, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.